Well, you talk about being an expert. I may not be an expert, but I've been doing this, working with international student enrollment at Liberty University for nearly 40 years. This May will be my
Wow.
40th anniversary, and I started working with internationals probably 3 or 4 years in. So let's say not too many people in the business have been doing what I do for over 3 decades, working with international students from around the world. And it's been the greatest job in the world. At an amazing university, and it's just been my privilege. I never dreamed I would have this job, but I've been doing it as the Dean of International Student Programs at Liberty University, and it's been a great career, and I'm still enjoying it.
As promised, every week at iSchool Connect, we have a wonderful guest from different parts of the world joining in. Similarly, we have a very special guest joining in today. His name is Bill, and he represents a world-class university in the US, and the name of the university, I'm sure you must have, a lot of you must have heard that name, is Liberty University. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon or good evening for you.
Thank you so much, Bill, for joining us on the iSchool Connect interview special, where every week we have a special guest, expert such as yourself.
Well, you talk about being an expert. I may not be an expert, but I've been doing this, working with international student enrollment at Liberty University for nearly 40 years. This May will be my
Wow.
40th anniversary. And I started working with internationals probably 3 or 4 years in. So let's say not too many people in the business have been doing what I do for over 3 decades, working with international students from around the world. And it's been the greatest job in the world at an amazing university. And it's just been my privilege. I never dreamed I would have this job, but I've been doing it as the Dean of International Student Programs at Liberty University. And it's been a great career, and I'm still enjoying it.
So, in summary, your entire 33 decades, or I think 4 decades, right, Bill, of your career has revolved around students and student engagement, be it international, be it domestic. So, for our audience, if you have any questions, Bill is the person that you reach out to when it comes to international education or education in the US or at Liberty University, per se. Right, Bill?
Well, you know, my friend, at this point in my career, if I don't know the answer, I at least know where to get the answer. So I would be glad to support any of your students, even if they're not interested in Liberty. I would be glad to just give them my opinion. Of course, it would be just my opinion, but I'd like to think that I've talked to enough international students, traveled enough around the world, overseen a staff of 15 people, dealing with everything from recruiting to admissions, to our International Student Center, to our calendar of events, to financial aid, to the Homeland Security, the whole CVIS, F1 visa status connection, all of that. It's a big world. It's an exciting world. And I know that for your listeners and viewers, it can be a pretty daunting, challenging, overwhelming experience. And I'd like to think that at Liberty, we try and help students navigate that process, understand it, keep it simple, and do whatever we can do to get them enrolled and experiencing an amazing educational experience. Well, let me just say, my friend, that I tell this in all honesty, I've never had a bad day going to the office. I work largely from home now, but I've never not looked forward to going to the office and going to work, because Liberty is such a dynamic university. And it is a place where amazing things are happening. I can look back over 40 dec 4 decades, 40 years, and I can say that with very, very few exceptions, I've never had a student come to me and say, "I wish you hadn't recruited me. I wish I'd gone to another university. I want to get out of here." Most of the time, they come to me at the end of their 4-year career for a bachelor's degree and say, "I don't want to leave here. Can I go to graduate school here?" You know, it's been an amazing experience. What makes Liberty unique is the fact that it is a Christian school. And I think that's something that your viewers and listeners should understand. First of all, is that we are what we call an evangelical Christian school. We believe in the Bible. We believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. And I know that We also have a number of students here who are not Christian. And I want to make that very clear, that we're a friendly environment, regardless of whether or not a student happens to be a Christian. The fact is, we have recruited some of the brightest and the best from 50 states and well over 80 countries now. And some of these are really on fire Christians, and others are just interested in attending Liberty for other reasons. Well, that's a really fascinating request for me to talk about, because when I first came to graduate school here, I had the opportunity to study in Denver, Pittsburgh, Detroit, or Lynchburg. And I am so glad that I chose Lynchburg. It is an absolutely beautiful city. We're located about 3.5 miles from 3.5 hours from Washington, D.C., and about 4 hours from the ocean at Virginia Beach and other places. So students have access to the nation's capital. Often they fly in, they can take the Amtrak to our campus. But what you're looking at behind me is the result of something that happened back when I first started here at Liberty in 1984. And that is some very entrepreneurial and forward-thinking individuals who were leaders of this campus decided to create a distance education program for adults. That was long before the internet. Most of your viewers have no idea what that world was like.
Of course.
But because we were one of the first in the country to have a campus, but also be doing distance education, when the internet came, our online program just exploded. We have over 100,000 students in that online program, from associates all the way to doctorates. And I say that because the revenue from our online program has been put back into this campus to make it an absolutely world-class, high-tech, 21st century campus. And there aren't many other universities that have invested well over $1 billion in campus renovation within the last decade. Our campus is ultra modern. It's a fantastically beautiful campus. That's a really good question. If you see that Liberty Tower behind me, the tallest building in our city of Lynchburg, you can go up to that campus and you can see for miles. You can see the airport. You can see the whole campus. I love taking visitors up there. But we also have, and I just scheduled a meeting after this meeting to meet a colleague at our ski lodge. We have a year-round ski hill, where students can ski, snowboard, go inner tubing, because we really believe in wholesome recreation. In addition to being drug-free, alcohol-free, students can be studying all the time. So we're the only campus, if not the only campus, that has a year-round ski hill where you can ski, snowboard, inner tube, all part of your tuition. And we have a ski lodge up there. It's a beautiful place just to relax, to look over the entire city of Lynchburg. That's my favorite place to go. Well, obviously, when someone from Southeast Asia or India comes to Lynchburg or Liberty University for the first time, it's culture shock, just like it would be for me. And I've never been to your beautiful country. I've been invited and I would love to do that sometime. But we take that whole transition very, very seriously. And I like to think that the International Student Center, when I was the dean, I'm the former dean, we oversaw a staff there that was really committed to helping students get oriented to campus, to fully understand the whole F1 visa status regulations so they can enjoy the full benefits of those regulations and make sure that they don't violate those regulations. So the staff on campus is really committed to international student success. We also have an orientation at the beginning of your time at Liberty University, but we also want you to share your culture, because there are Americans here who've never been out of the state of Virginia, never been out, traveled too far from their home. So we developed a calendar of events that includes the Taste of Nations, which is an opportunity for Southeast Asians, Indians, and other students to cook some of their food. We provide the funds for them to do that. And then we have this tremendous event called the Taste of Nations. And students absolutely love that. It's a high energy event, and they get to just meet other students in this big hall, serve them samples of their food and so forth. Then we have the Parade of Nations, which is an event where students gather and bring whatever colors and costumes, if you will, or native attire and their flag, and they parade at this convocation event, which is a bi-weekly event on campus where the students gather. We hear speakers from major walks of life, world-class speakers, authors, businessmen, government leaders, entrepreneurs, authors, athletes, entertainers. And they come and they talk to our students, and the students get a chance to learn how they're working out their success in their particular field. It's the kind of speakers that other universities would bring in during graduation once a year. we bring them in twice a week for students to go to convocation. So the Parade of Nations, opportunity for students to really get crazy and to show off their country and so forth. So we want students to experience American culture and to really go deep with it. We think this is an amazing country, but we also want them to be able to share their own culture. And well, there's been an amazing number of, I want to say coincidences, but because we believe in a creator God, I have to believe it's more than a coincidence. But it turns out Liberty was founded in 1971. But it turns out that there, and we were called, we used to be Liberty Baptist College, now we're Liberty University. Well, it turns out that there's an element in the periodic table that is periodic table number 71, and that the name of that element is libertinium or something like that. It's like, you kind of can't make this stuff up. Another thing is that right next to Liberty's campus was a huge cell phone factory. It was owned by GE, then it went GE Ericsson, and then they started manufacturing those cell phones offshore in China. This entire million square foot facility right next to Liberty's campus was basically donated to Liberty. And now that just basically doubled the size of our campus. We have all kinds of offices there and so forth. So there's been a string of, I'd say, miracles regarding Liberty that just make it a very special place. Again, that's why going to work has always been exciting for me. Really a great question. Let me just start by saying, in my travels abroad, talking to parents in particular, students maybe less so, the question always comes up about ranking. Right. But my response to them is this: Princeton, Harvard, Yale were all started as Christian universities back in the day. They laid a strong foundation. They're not Christian today, even though you can visit those campuses and you can see Christian Bible verses engraved in the stone. They can't really get away from that. And if you've learned some of the things going on at Harvard University, and I'm not trying to denigrate another university, I'm just saying there's something about a Christian foundation for education and teachers who are truly committed to the teaching profession. We're not necessarily a research university, but research is underway here. That Liberty, I think, is unique in the grand scheme of things. Now I'm a little lost in the question. The question had to do, remind me the question again.
So applications for students who are applying to Liberty, certain tips to actually present a strong case to get an admit.
Okay, that's why I started talking about other universities that are very exclusive in their admission process, right?
Right.
And so they might get, they might accept 2%, 5% of the total applications that they receive. Liberty University is different. And part of this goes back to our Christian belief and our founding, and that is that we're going to pour everything we can into students who meet the minimum qualifications at Liberty. We're going to give them all the resources, including a world-class library, excellent faculty, and a campus high-tech that is set up for learning. And engagement. And that means, so what I'm saying is that we have open enrollment. There's no particular deadlines. We will roll your application over to the next available semester if it's too late for you to get admitted and go through the process and get your visa and make travel arrangements. We also have a minimum standard that we're looking for students who have a 2.5 GPA or higher. And then we're looking for an essay that basically communicates not so much the students' performance in high school or performance outside extracurricular activities. We're looking more for whether the student understands what Liberty's about and is committed to being a responsible participant, whether they're a Christian or not, on our campus. Our faculty are Christian. They pray before class and so forth. So we want students to understand what kind of university we are, and we want them to communicate to us by way of the application essay that they understand who we are and that they're willing and desirous to be part of our lifestyle on campus. So my point is this: it's not an exclusive admission process. We have open enrollment and rolling admissions. So if a student meets minimum qualifications SAT, ACT are optional at this point, they will be admitted, and their scholarship will be determined based on their academic credentials. All international students will receive some level of financial aid. The academic scholarships start at the equivalent of a 3.0 or higher on the GPA side. So the admission process is fairly straightforward. Application, Transcripts must be evaluated by an independent credential evaluation company, an essay, copy of your passport, and then once you we receive the evaluated transcript and your essay and your application, we'll ask for an affidavit of financial support. By then, you'll know what your academic scholarship, if any, is. That is a great question, and practical experience is extremely important to our students, as it would be at any university that had, you know, that's thinking about career preparation. So we have several things that go on here. One of the most exciting for me, I told you at the beginning, sir, that we are located 3.5 hours from Washington, D.C., and our founder was very heavily connected with government leaders in Washington, D.C. We remain connected with state of Virginia and national leaders. We have an internship program in Washington, D.C. It's called the Washington, D.C. Fellowship. We have Liberty University housing in Washington, D.C. Students of any field, could be aviation, accounting, government, business, can pursue an internship in the nation's capital and live in Liberty University housing. And because we have this online program, they can continue making progress towards their degree while taking online courses in the evening. Now, I say this because as the dean, former dean, I hired a lot of people. Whenever I had a job opening, I would look at their resume and I would ask myself this question: what did you do during your college years? Do you have a good GPA and nothing else to show for it? Or do you have an average or above average GPA, but you spent your time as the secretary of the marketing club and you had a campus job? These are all things that I look for on the resume because I'm looking for well-rounded individuals. And right. If I saw on their resume, I was a fellow in the Washington, D.C. Fellowship in May, or January to May of 2018, I would say, oh, tell me, you're a fellow, you're a Washington, D.C. fellow. Tell me about that experience. That would stand out. We want students to stand out in their resume, and we really help them build their resume. Campus employment, we have various ways for them to be working on campus for the university, for our food service, which is a world-class corporation called Sodexo. Rhino is one of our security firms on campus that check bags going into convocation, athletic events, and so forth. They can work for Barnes & Noble. So there's various ways for them to earn money on campus. That still looks good on a resume. And I encourage students, listen, your family might be wealthy. Maybe you don't need a campus job. Get a campus job anyways. Put it on your resume. It's good for you. I washed dishes, cleaned bathrooms when I was in high school. I didn't want to do that for a career, but it certainly gave me empathy for people who clean every bathroom in this country and in this world.
Absolutely.
And one other thought, and that is very important, and that is the fact that as a Christian university, we focus more on, we include in our focus personal integrity, ethics, moral leadership. And because we believe in a whole person education, it's not just a mind to be educated. That was the case when I was at Ohio State and Colorado State. It's just the faculty was interested in one thing. How'd you do on the test? Did you turn in the homework? You know, what's your grade? How many did you get right? It was all about academics. But at Liberty, it's academics. It's a person's body, which is why our food service is rated number 1 through 5 across college campuses every year, because we believe in wholesome food, taking care of this body, which is the temple of God's spirit. And then there's that spiritual component, part of us that we believe will live forever.
Perfect, perfect, amazing. Thank you so much, Bill, for sharing this wonderful, wonderful information about Liberty, as well as the overall psychology that Liberty carries while selecting as well as nurturing and grooming their students. Thank you so much again for joining us and sharing this information with our viewers. And I'm sure a lot of takeaways for our viewers as well. It's not just about ranking. It's not just about securing jobs. It's about a wholesome growth for you as an individual. You need to pay close attention while you're selecting your future alma mater for your future education as well. As always, next week again, we'll have yet another special guest joining in. So see you all next week. Thank you so much, Bill, again for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.